Today's guest is Miss Ambi. She's a super polyglot and YouTuber. I will ask some questions. The first question is, introduce a little bit yourself.
Yes, absolutely. So my name is Amber Gonzalez, but I'm known as Ambi online. And I am from Detroit, Michigan. I grew up in Detroit. I speak Spanish, Portuguese, English fluently. And then I also speak Chinese and Korean in conversation level. Yes, that's it. And I'm a flight attendant.
Oh, great. Cool. Okay, thank you. Next question is, on YouTube, you mentioned you have 50 years of language experiences. So could you tell me your language journey? First, for example, you learn this language and then next.
Yes, absolutely. I do have over 15 years of language experience. So it started when I was 10 years old. My mom put me in Taekwondo and I started learning Korean language.
Great.
And then I stopped learning Korean when I was a little girl. And in high school, I started learning Spanish. That's where I got fluent. And then straight out of high school, my first job was working as a Spanish interpreter at medical office.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, it was like my first job. And then after that, I started studying Portuguese at a language institute. So I got my certificate, advanced certificate for speaking Portuguese at an international language institute. And then I would say maybe about 2 years later after that, I started learning Korean again. And it wasn't until maybe 2 years ago when I started learning Mandarin and I self-study that.
Great. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Third question is, what is the most difficult language you have learned? And if you don't mind, how did you overcome this language?
Okay, so for me, I think, that was a little difficult because in my opinion, I think Mandarin, the tones are like really hard to master. And as far as writing Mandarin, that's extremely hard for me. But because you speak Mandarin too. It's for me as an American, it's really hard. But grammatically, I think the grammar is really easy in Mandarin, but everything else is hard. And for Korean, I would say Korean is so easy to write. However, the grammar is pretty hard. So so how I overcame learning these languages was just practice. So with Korean, I went to South Korea for some months. I went every single year and I would just practice speaking with native people. So I would go to the part where no tourists are in South Korea so that I'm forced to talk. And that really helped me a whole lot. Also, for Chinese, I ended up dating a Chinese man and I went to China to be with him. So that really helped me with Chinese because he did not speak English.
Okay, thank you. Next question. How should we build confidence when speaking a foreign language? Actually, I watched your video, How to Build Confidence When Speaking a Foreign Language. I think it's very useful for listeners. Especially for Japanese people, we are very nervous speaking foreign language. So could you tell me a little bit, again?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So
thank you.
How you should build confidence with speaking a foreign language. Basically, as I like to tell people, you have to just not be afraid to make mistakes. That's like the most important thing. And honestly, when you go out to talk to people, whether you go into a supermarket or where American tourists are or a European tourist, whoever can speak English, right?
You try to
go around them, and when you talk to them, the first thing they usually would say is, oh, your English is so good, right?
Yes.
And for even if you have a strong accent, for me, I think that that's really good for your confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Because it encourages you to speak again or to try
again.
To keep talking.
Yeah,
would you agree?
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with your idea. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Could you give a message to those who want to study a foreign language in the future?
Oh, yes, absolutely. If you're someone who's listening and you desire to, I don't know, be a polyglot maybe, or just speak a second language or third, I want to tell you that it's very beneficial, but you have to have fun, right? If you have fun with it, it makes it easier for you to retain the language. And also, you would have to turn your world into that language in order to become fluent. What I mean by that is you make friends who can speak that language. You shop at those markets. You go around the people. You try to live in their neighborhoods. You have to fully immerse yourself so that if you want to obtain fluency. Now, if you just want to learn for traveling or just for fun, I still encourage you to have fun, find language partners online.
Yes.
And if you're having fun, you can never be discouraged. Mm-hmm. I hope that makes sense.
Yes. Thank you for answering our question. I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Arigato.